It's PM at 5 PM. This is William Hardcastle
and Derek Cooper
with the program that sums up the day, and your evening starts here.
Well, Mr. Hardcastle, about the manner of presentation of the program, it is a kind of breathless program. I'm talking about The World at One. I know you're now starting a new one. Let me try and imitate the way you introduce it. The World, one, two, three, four, this weekend. The latest news headlines this Sunday lunchtime. Well, it gives all an impression of a tremendous drama, something being almost larger than life all the time, doesn't it? Do you really intend that?
The sound of the tables being turned in this first edition of the PM programme, the Home Secretary, Mr. James Callaghan, will be getting his own back and interviewing me.
The Guatemala slaying, the background from the key centres, and a highly individual comment from Rennie Cupforth.
The vindication of the Reverend Michael Bland. He will be telling us how he feels.
All the news today, what the evening papers say, question time in the Commons, PM stock market report, what to look at and listen to tonight.
PM. Susanna Simons and Robert Williams.
And in PM this evening in the Commons, the government comes under criticism for its handling of the sea. And clearly, that's it from us. Today's editors were Francis Helwood and Peter Burdin, the producer Francine Stock. This is Robert Williams.
And Susanna Simons.
And that's all from PM until 5 PM tomorrow.
Was the work of Paddy Kingsland, one of the composers at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, the source of a great many of the electronic music and effects that you hear on BBC radio and television programmes. I went to visit the workshop and Paddy Kingsland the other day to find out how the whole thing worked, and I began by asking Paddy what kind of brief he'd had from the editor in charge of PM, Jenny Abramski.
She explained the programme was going to have a new look and also deal more with the arts and this sort of thing, as well as retaining its hard news content. So she wanted a signature tune which conjured up a newsy-type feel, but also had a more relaxed feeling to it. And then I went away and thought about it for a bit and came up with an idea.
The idea being the tune that we've just heard at the completion, but we're sitting here surrounded by mixers and tape recorders and synthesizers and heaven knows what. When you began to work on it, how did you begin to put the tune together?
Well, I started off by sitting down at a piano and tinkling around. I thought probably the best thing to start with was a rhythm to conjure up the news feeling. We've all heard the teleprinter rhythms, and I wanted to make it slightly different from this, an urgent rhythm, but not with an obvious teleprinter sound to it. And I came up with this rhythm here.
Well, what's that actually played on?
In fact, that's played on a synthesizer. We've got quite a range of synthesizers here, which are really just electronic means of producing musical notes. You can play them using a keyboard, such as a piano keyboard, or you can just program in the notes one by one into a computer-type memory and play them all back again in the right order afterwards, which gives you a lot of control over the texture and the tone colour and the speed and the pace of the thing.
At any rate, you've got a sort of ground base there for the thing. What happens next?
Well, the next stage is to add a melody line to that, in which we hope will be the memorable part of the tune.
And that presumably is another synthesizer.
Yes, that's a different kind of synthesizer, which in fact is activated by a guitar instead of a keyboard. But it's the same principle, basically.
What about the tinkly bits that we hear?
Well, first of all, I'll play those to you on their own. They're on one track of the multi-track tape that we use to build up the whole sound. And I added to that a tape delay echo to make it more attractive.
What more was there to come?
There was a little section of fill-in notes which go in between all the gaps that you would have heard, sounding like this.
And then the whole thing, all the tracks that you've played have to be mixed together to make the completed whole.
Actually, this is more time-consuming than you probably imagine, because we have to add all sorts of effects to the basic bare tracks. As you heard them, there was no echo on them. They were all recorded dry, and we have to add that echo to the existing tracks and also put them all in the correct perspective to each other. So it could perhaps take up to an hour to finally mix down the signature tune as it is.
It's PM at 5 PM with Hugh Sykes and Libby Forbert.
Tonight, President Bush offers to cut US chemical weapons stockpiles by 80%. What does his new offer mean? Mrs. Thatcher pledges we'll hunt down the deal bombers. The private security guard's row takes a new turn. And why your country needs you if you're young, fit and female.
Whoever you are, good evening.
It's PM at 5 PM with Frank Partridge and Valerie Singleton.
Tonight, reports of 100 Soviet tanks heading for Boris Yeltsin's Moscow headquarters. Bush tells Yeltsin, "We support your bid to restore Gorbachev to power. Europe takes economic action." And the government announces plans to prevent another pin-down, but there are claims it still continues.
It's PM at 5 PM. This is William Hardcastle
and Derek Cooper
with the programme that sums up the day, and your evening starts here.
Well, Mr. Hardcastle, about the manner of presentation of the programme, it is a kind of breathless programme. I'm talking about The World at One. I know you're now starting a new one. Let me try and imitate the way you introduce it. The World, 1, 2, 3, 4, this weekend. The latest news headlines this Sunday lunchtime. Well, it gives all an impression of a tremendous drama, something being almost larger than life all the time, doesn't it? Do you really intend that?
The sound of the tables being turned in this first edition of the PM programme, the Home Secretary, Mr. James Callaghan, will be getting his own back and interviewing me.
The Guatemala slaying, the background from the key centres, and a highly individual comment from Rennie Cupforth.
The vindication of the Reverend Michael Bland. He will be telling us how he feels.
All the news today, what the evening papers say, question time in the Commons, PM stock market report, what to look at and listen to tonight.
It's PM at 5 PM with Hugh Sykes and Libby Forbert.
Tonight, President Bush offers to cut US chemical weapons stockpiles by 80%. What does his new offer mean? Mrs. Thatcher pledges we'll hunt down the deal bombers. The private security guard's row takes a new turn. And why your country needs you if you're young, fit and female.
And whoever you are, good evening.
It's PM at 5 PM with Frank Partridge and Valerie Singleton.
Tonight, reports of 100 Soviet tanks heading for Boris Yeltsin's Moscow headquarters. Bush tells Yeltsin, "We support your bid to restore Gorbachev to power. Europe takes economic action." And the government announces plans to prevent another pin-down, but there are claims it still continues.
It's PM at 5 PM with Jeremy Vine and Chris Lowe.
tonight. She's not capable of hurting anyone, say the family of the nurse accused of murder in Saudi. Police search traveller camps for the streetwise 9-year-old missing for more than a week. And why monocled arrogance is the ideal role model for a troubled youth.
Good evening. Here with a summary of the news is Alison. This is Jeremy Vine.
And Chris Loeb, more news on Radio 4 at 6 p.m. back at 5 o'clock on Monday. Have a thoroughly good weekend. Bye-bye.
This is Jeremy Vine.
And Chris Loeb, more news on Radio 4 at 6 p.m. back at 5 o'clock on Monday. Have a thoroughly good weekend. Bye-bye.
Back in the UK, the British resident held without charge at Guantanamo Bay for 13 years.
Shaka had nothing to hide because he's done nothing. So no, he won't be detained, he won't be questioned. On the other hand, he very much wants the truth to come out.
The driver of the bin lorry, which killed 6 people in Glasgow, has resigned just before the start of a disciplinary hearing. Also tonight, a transgender woman who complained about being in a men's prison has been moved.
Their own guidance says, first and foremost, that you look at gender recognition certificate. But if that's not there, then there's perfectly good provisions in place for dealing with her.
We'll report from Myanmar. A new voice introduces previously and...
Freedom of Information Act is something this government is committed to, but we want to make sure it works well and fairly. It cannot be abused, it cannot be misused. It is on occasions misused by those who use it effectively as a research tool to generate stories for the media.
Never mind the media, we've new information about how politicians also use the Freedom of Information Act. With the BBC News throughout the hour, Susan Ray.
Human rights campaigners have welcomed the return to the UK of the last British resident released from Guantanamo.